Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. Women's hormonal problems have skyrocketed in the past three decades. At present, 80% of women will struggle with some form of hormonal problem in their lifetime. Not only that, our daughters are entering puberty earlier than ever, as young as 7 years old. What's really going on? Enter Dr. Aviva Rahm, the expert's expert who is Yale-trained and redefining women's health by bridging traditional wisdom and modern medicine. With 35 years of experience, she's seen and practiced healthcare in an evolving landscape in many settings and has a unique vantage point. She's also the mom of four, including three daughters. In her comprehensive new book, Hormone Intelligence, Dr. Aviva provides an accessible, achievable 6-week nutrition, lifestyle, and natural medicine plan for optimizing hormone health, along with science-backed protocols for addressing women's everyday concerns and also tackling hard-to-treat conditions in a balanced way. This is the book women want and need right now for a whole new way of thinking about their health and healing. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Aviva.
Thank you so much for having me.
What are some causes of hormonal imbalance?
You like to just jump right in, don't you? All right. So I would say the biggest ones that we want to be concerned about are something called endocrine disruptors, and these are environmental chemicals that we're all exposed to. They're invisible. They're in our water. They're in our air. They're in our food. And they're in our body and household products. And I know that sounds so terrifying. We can do something about it. But they act in these minuscule ways to pescally disrupt our hormones, especially our estrogen and our thyroid hormone. We know that a lot of us are not getting the nutritional building blocks that we need to make healthy hormones. So a lot of us are low in some core nutrients and, believe it or not, healthy fats that build our hormones. Because you know what? A lot of our hormones are made out of cholesterol, and a lot of us have gotten fat phobic. And then there are some simple things like stress and lack of sleep that can have a more profound impact on our hormones than a lot of us realize. And finally, I bet a lot of listeners by now have heard of the gut microbiome and how important it is for our health. And it has some pretty significant impacts on regulating our hormone levels. So there are, in short, a whole lot of things affecting our hormones, but we can put them into buckets that we can do something about.
Why are girls entering puberty so much earlier these days?
Yeah, so that comes back to these endocrine disruptors that I was talking about. So a lot of the endocrine disruptors that are affecting women and men, boys too, baby boys too, come in the form of chemicals that interfere with our estrogen levels. And they actually mimic estrogen. So our body thinks it's getting a lot more estrogen than it actually is. And estrogen is one of those hormones that tip us into puberty. So our girls are getting exposed to these even before they're born, sadly, unfortunately, as we're exposed to them when we're pregnant. So we know from studies done by groups like the Environmental Working Group and others that newborns are already born with almost 300 of these environmental exposures, and they really do trip off early puberty in girls. There's some other factors. For example, a lot of these environmental impacts and our diets are causing more and more of our kids to be overweight at a younger age. And while I am absolutely not about fat shaming anyone, the reality is that significantly overweight or obesity in ourselves, our children, is also a factor for estrogen because we produce more estrogen in our fat cells. So our standard American diet, which puts cereal boxes at the height of toddlers, getting our kids already hooked on sugar from a young age and more sedentary lifestyles, plus those endocrine disruptors, are unfortunately a recipe for this early puberty that we're seeing.
Why does it feel like women frequently get dismissed by the healthcare system, and how can we advocate for ourselves?
We feel it because it's true. We are often dismissed, and there are some significant biases that go way, way back to the origins of Western modern medicine that are traceable through history, you know, history of medicine, history of science, and they play out still today. So women's hormonal discomforts and symptoms are often dismissed as overreactions. We're thought that, you know, we're told that we're complaining. Also, some of the biases in medicine and, frank, ignorance. A lot of research on health has not gone into women's health and women's health conditions. So a lot of times, either our doctors don't recognize the symptoms that we're having, and so they dismiss them and say, oh, it's just stress, you're overworking, et cetera, et cetera. Or they say, you know what? It's normal for women to have period pain. It's normal for women to have PMS. So a lot of what we experience as discomforts were just chalked up to as normal, so we assume they are. So what can women do to advocate for themselves? Well, one is we have to learn to trust ourselves. If you feel it, it is happening, and we should not gaslight ourselves no matter how many doctors tell you that you're fine. An example of this is a condition called endometriosis, which is a hormonally triggered, immunologically related condition that can cause significant pain and can interfere with fertility and cause difficult bowel movements and cause urinary problems. In the United States, it takes, on average, 9 years and multiple doctors for a woman to get an accurate diagnosis. And when we look at this retroactively, most women who ultimately do get a diagnosis were saying they had these symptoms and were repeatedly dismissed. And here's the other thing. As you go from one doctor to the next, each subsequent doctor is more likely to label you as having a psychological problem. They say that the symptoms are psychogenic. So you have to really learn to advocate for yourself, because a lot of these conditions, endometriosis, polycystic ovary syndrome, et cetera, can have some other impacts on us if they're not addressed properly and early. So when you go to the physician, one, trust that what you're saying is true. Two, before you go into the office, write down everything that you really are feeling and everything that you want to discuss. Because sometimes when we get into that situation, it can be intimidating, we can feel shy, we feel anxious because we have a health problem that we're worried about, and in comes the doctor who's got 15 minutes to see you and is rushing and is wearing the white coat, and you're flapping open in one of those gowns that they put you in for an exam, which I'm going to talk about in a second. So have everything written down on a piece of paper. Don't just put it on your smartphone, because if you run out of your battery charge, you're screwed, right? So you want to have it on a piece of paper and say, look, I know that this is weird, but I want to read my script to you because there's things really concerning me. And bring as much data as you can. Really pay attention. When are your symptoms happening? Exactly what are those symptoms? Oh, I get a migraine, and it's 3 days before my period every month. Or, oh, I have pelvic pain, and it's 5 days before my period every month. Or if you're not menstruating and you're perimenopausal, you know, write it down so that you really have data. Second, back to that gown that I was talking about. When you go to your medical exam or your medical appointment, go into the office, and when they say to you, can you please put on this gown, say, I will be happy to, but first I want to have my discussion with my doctor in my street clothes because I feel more confident that way and there are things that I need to express. Then you can change into the gown at the appropriate time after you've had the conversation. Because again, you know, aft flapping open, your doctor's in their street clothes, their white coat, their stethoscope around their neck, talking fast. It's intimidating for anyone, doctors included. So that's a big piece of advice. Also, when you're wearing your street clothes, your doctor is more likely to see you as a person, not as a sick person in a hospital gown. And so we start to see, you know, patients start to look alike when they're all in the hospital gown. So another important reason. Bring somebody with you who you have confidence in that will advocate for you. So it may be your sister, it may be your mother, it may be your boyfriend, if you have a boyfriend. But let's say you bring your boyfriend and now the doctor is a male and they get all bro-y with each other, not so great for advocating. So I recommend bringing someone who's got a little bit of a kick butt attitude, who's going to advocate for you. Your mom, if she's a certain age, she may just say, honey, listen to the doctor. So all these things are important. And then as hard as it is, and I know that this can be limiting depending on your insurance and who's in your community providing medical care, but sometimes we have to break up with the doctor that's not treating us respectfully or not giving us answers and find someone else. And then finally, as women, it's important to keep in mind that doctors are not the only medical providers. Nurse practitioners who specialize in women's health, certified nurse midwives who do well woman care, are excellent providers, solidly medically trained, and if they need to put you up the food chain or the totem pole in medical care and you need a referral, they'll give you that referral. But then you can also go back to them and say, my doctor said this, this, and this. What do you think? What are the best options for me? So those are sort of my big tips. And, I say that as a woman, but I say it as a doctor. I know the insider. I know the insider trading on how this part works. So really taking those things to heart and doing them can make a difference in getting yourself, you know, the care that you need and want.
I've been speaking with Dr. Aviva Rahm, author of Hormone Intelligence. Is there anything else you want us to know? And how can we get your book?
You can get my book anywhere you love buying books. I'm a big advocate for getting books at local bookstores because they need our help, especially since the pandemic. But anywhere you love buying books, if you don't know an independent bookstore, you can go to Bookshop. They will farm out to independent bookstores. And, of course, there's always Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And what else do I want you to know? I want you to know that if you're struggling with hormone problems, it's not all or nothing. You know, pharmaceuticals are alternatives, but there are options besides just pills and surgery for a lot of things. And you're not alone. You know, a lot of women, 80% of women are struggling with some hormonal problem now. So I think the more we can be open and honest and talk about these things as women, the more we decrease the stigma and the shame, and the more of us get the support and help that we need. And sometimes we find out something we thought was abnormal is actually normal, and that's the good, you know, that can be good news.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. You've given us some really great advice.
Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.